You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. And I can't think of much more of a perfect time for that in light of everything happening in our world right now due to the coronavirus. Our guest is from Ann Arbor, a University of Michigan undergraduate, law school graduate, but also has impressive credentials in the world of mindfulness and meditation. She's on the advisory council for the Ann Arbor Center for Mindfulness. She trained and taught in a monastery and around the world with Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh, and since 2016 has been mentoring students in online courses with psychologist and meditation teacher Tara Brock. And now she's helping people at the Grove Emotional Health Collaborative in Ann Arbor. Barbara Newell, great to see you.
Thank you, Lisa. It's always good to be with you.
And by saying you're helping people, what exactly do you do at the Grove Emotional Collaborative?
I teach mindfulness and meditation there, mostly with individuals and also in small groups and classes.
How do you teach mindfulness? What are we talking about?
So mindfulness is paying attention on purpose and non-judgmentally to the unfolding of moment-to-moment experience. And meditation is any practice that we do intentionally to get ourselves out of the small sense of, the narrow sense of self and the thoughts that can be oppressive, and as we're perhaps some of us are seeing right now, particularly the fearful or the panicking or the anxious thoughts.
Right. Here we are in the middle of all of that. So I think your gifts and your skills and your experience are needed more than ever. So thank you for coming on with us here on WEMU. What can we say to people, even just to begin with, about their fear and about their stress and anxiety that they're experiencing right now?
First and foremost, I would say it's completely normal. It's completely normal. So, yes, it can be painful to be in a fearful state, and it's also part of our evolution to be very vigilant about threat. And maybe our wiring hasn't quite caught up with our modern society, where most of the time, most of us are not really in imminent danger. So the body, the sensations of the body, particularly the breath, is a very popular anchor that people use to get out of that proliferation of thought and come back into the present moment.
You say come back into the body. That means just stop, perhaps, and think everything's okay right now and take a breath?
Yeah, literally take a breath. Take in the fact that our breath is just fine. Our body is mostly just fine. And often we'll practice what's sometimes called a body scan. I like to think of it as just getting in touch with different parts of the body. And noticing, acknowledging if there is a place that is in pain rather than trying to suppress it or push it away, because often that will result in more tension and even more pain in the body. If we can acknowledge, okay, there's pain here, and realizing that we are not only that pain, and as we move through the different places, we start to notice, oh, actually in my shoulder, it's fine. It's kind of neutral. When I breathe in with mindfulness, it's quite pleasant, actually. It's almost like as refreshing as drinking a glass of water. Now, this is a mindful, conscious, useful way to use thought in these moments that we, many of us, are experiencing now. Recall times in the past when maybe something felt really scary and we got through it. And we may even came out of it stronger than before. This too shall pass.
That's the mindfulness part. Very grateful for your information and perspective on that. Meditation. What are the benefits of meditation?
There's a lot of science about how it can be helpful with physiological things like high blood pressure, other indicators, physiological indicators of anxiety, of stress are reduced through meditation. Certainly states of well-being are more accessible, which is, I think, what brings many of us to it. It's very helpful with relationships when we do come back to the present moment, because perhaps in a discussion, maybe it's getting a little bit tense, we might, because of having learned to touch in with our body, we might notice, okay, my heart's starting to race, my hands are starting to clench. This is a good time for me to take a break, maybe use the restroom, maybe walk around the block, or just say, can we talk a little bit later? I'm I need to take a little break.
Can you describe what it feels like to meditate or be in a meditative state or reach that spot that we're all looking for by meditating?
Mm-hmm. I think there's often a misconception about mindfulness or meditation that we're getting rid of fear and anger and we're making ourselves calm. But suppressing, as I was just talking about earlier, it tends to just perpetuate the thing. Or you may have heard that slogan, what you resist persists.
Right.
And often if we're trying to push our undesirable things down and just be a sweet, nice person all the time, then all of a sudden that dragon just comes out at an unexpected moment. And actually what we are doing is, first of all, touching in with this resource, with this present moment sense that, okay, right now I'm basically okay. And my breathing is good. It's working well. And right now I don't have to do anything else except tune in. It's really about developing more inner awareness and a more conscious relationship with our body and with our feelings, remembering what's true, what's real. And that's this kind of alchemy that happens. And the psychologist Carl Rogers really said it best, I think. He said, the curious paradox is that when I accept myself completely the way I am, then I'm free to change. What evidence has found is that if we pause, the pause is really key, and just remember that we're basically okay, even if we're not perfect, offer ourselves some compassion, that's often what will release it and make us more compassionate towards others.
Such great advice. And if you want to connect with Barbara Newell in person, how do they find you, or what can you offer?
Yeah, so I have a website, barbaranewell.com. So it's BarbaraNewell.com. I'm also at the Grove Emotional Health Collaborative website.
And you do one-on-one if somebody Yes. wants to come in and feel your peaceful energy and be encouraged by your words and your, in case you don't know, amazing experience in this world, then they can, correct?
That's right. Yeah, so there are, for example, when people say, how can I start to cultivate this? How can I develop? How can I train in mindfulness and meditation? One very popular way, and we're very lucky in this area, we have quite a few different groups around town, around Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, that you can find if you just do a search for kind of mindfulness or meditation in your town. Of course, many of them now are not meeting in person.
Right.
Some of them are switching to online meetings. And with that being said, for many people, it's really helpful or even essential to have a more personal, like a small group class or a one-on-one. For example, some people have a trauma history. They may already be working with a therapist. Often therapists will refer them to me to add some mindfulness and meditation, and that really accelerates their healing and their transformation of those states, or just for various other reasons. Maybe people really, I love to do very applied mindfulness, which means talking about really personal stuff, like how you did, you know, yell at your kids, or all kinds of difficult things that happen in our human life. I teach people how to use mindfulness to really go in the direction they want to go in. So for some people, that feels more comfortable one-on-one.
We'll put links to all of that on our website, WEMU.org. Barbara Newell, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much.